I do appreciate, though, how Big Fatty seems to create a very strong encouragement and support of the general community in an upbeat and very sly and surreptitious way. He doesn't seem to very openly. It's so subtle. The operations of the Fat One, truly mischievous and unique. But that he finds a way to put out what he wants to put out in a way that's regular, comforting, well, regular, of course, all that fiber, comforting, encouraging, and very direct and honest, and has been very, I don't want to say like, oh, surprising, but actually very inspiring and encouraging, and very full of wisdom.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Very sly and surreptitious.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1418 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of July, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Ah! Oh! Big Fatty, you hit the micro hoist! Little show. Yo, we got to help poor Big Fatty. He's already fucked it up! Hello, poutines! Big Fatty, we do not need to hear about gassy 14-year-olds! Hi, everyone. I hope your Wednesday is going well. Yo, for many people in the U.S. of A, this may be your fright. Because, of course, Tamari is the, what is it? It's the, it's what, Big Fatty? I don't know what it is. It's that day that comes between the 3rd and the 5th. I don't know what, it's nothing special for me. Well, anyway, and a lot of people may be taking, the regular Friday off to have a long weekend. So, anyway, y'all, Big Fatty is still up here in the Halifax, northern Mexico, and y'all, it's just lovely. Y'all, I'm telling you, Big Fatty was out and about walking around the town earlier today, and y'all, I'm wearing a jacket. I mean, it's a little camisole just to keep the chill off, and y'all, it's just lovely. So anyway, but y'all, it's just lovely up here. On Monday, it was Northern Mexico Day, sometimes known as Canada Day, and that is like the Canadian version of the 4th of July. And y'all, yes, Big Fatty, why don't you tell them about it? Well, y'all, up in Halifax, they have a Canada Day parade through the city. And y'all, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was not all of these big fancy schmancy, everybody try to outdo the other. Y'all, it was like a good old-fashioned hometown, kind of a small-town parade. I mean, they had different groups that were marching, and they had a couple of bands in there, and some acrobats, and some military units, and all that. But y'all, people weren't pushing and shoving to get a good seat. Everybody seemed to be enjoying themselves. They handed out the Canadian flags, little flags that everybody waved, kind of like in the artwork that Big Fatty is using all week long. Y'all, I hope you've seen that. Miss Kim. Beaver said it was the best artwork ever. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, and it only lasted about 30 minutes, I guess, 30, maybe 45 minutes. But y'all, it was nice to just, and it wasn't all commercialized and all that kind of crap. It was just a nice little hometown. It had a hometown feel to it. And I could not have been happier. It's nice to know that there are still places in this world where people don't spend all of their time trying to outdo each other. Yes, Big Freddy, it's lovely. And y'all, then they have something up here in Halifax. It's called a military tattoo. Big Freddy, is that like on your skin? I went, no, it's like a show. And y'all, I went to see that on Monday afternoon. I went to the matinee, which, by the way, is Mexican for matinee. I'm getting these e-letters from the turnip head. Y'all, he has recommended that Big Fatty go to eat at a restaurant called the Economy Shoe Store. And y'all, I have had many a meal where it tasted like shoe leather. But y'all, I'm not sure I want to go to the Economy Shoe Store to actually order something. But he says it's lovely. So y'all, when I finish recording, I am heading out, and I'm gonna have me some Mexican shoe leather, Big Fatty. But y'all, the show was just absolutely magnificent, and Big Fatty, you know, has done some of the theatrics, and y'all, I enjoyed the technical aspects of it all, and the art of distraction, because what they'll do is they'll have something going on. On one end of the arena, and it's in an indoor. It's like in a hockey arena, so you know it's long and you know it's fairly wide also, but it's longer than it is wide, and so they'll do something up at one end of the arena while people are getting ready for something else down at the other end of the arena. And y'all, it's just lovely. And y'all, it went about 2.5 hours, and one of the most unusual acts was a group of ukulele players. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. But y'all, they called it yuckalele. Yuckalele. Big Freddy, that sounds about right. But y'all, they didn't play your standard Hawaiian. You think of the Hawaii when you hear the ukulele. But y'all, they played all kinds of just unusual, out-of-the-box kinds of songs on the ukulele and all. And y'all, it was just lovely. And they had, you know, the acrobats and the tumblers and the bagpipers and the Big Freddy. That is definitely vulgar. That's what I did on Canada Day. And y'all, and then that evening went to a dinner, and they were serving salmon. And, you know, a fish swims upstream on Big Fatty. So, y'all, I had about half of mine and didn't finish the rest of it. But anyway, I think later tonight, Wednesday night, I am going to go to a little diner here that some of the locals had recommended. It's called the Blue Nose Diner. Big Fatty, that is definitely vulgar. And y'all, they have the lobster dinner for $25. And y'all, by the way, the American dollar and the Mexican dollar, the American dollar is, you know, worth a dollar, and the Mexican dollar is worth about 95 cents of an American dollar. So it's in the good for the Americans that are coming up here to northern Mexico. Now, y'all, I have got a few voice letters that I'd like to share with you. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up. With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants.
Eddie. It's Trinidad calling, and I just wanted to say break a leg and happy Pride 48. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the turnip head. And y'all, I've had that one for a while. You might have figured that out, but I just didn't have an opportunity to play it before now. But turnip head, I did hear that before the big Pride 48 weekend, and I really appreciate you taking the time to call in and wish Big Fatty medical maladies to broken bones and all of that. And it's just lovely. And thanks for suggesting that the Economy Shoe Store, the Economy Shoe Stop for my supper tonight. And as I'm gnawing away on that shoe leather, I'll be thinking of you. You know, yes, Big Fatty, please move forward.
Oh, Farty, I'm so behind on everything, but I just wanted to take a little break from my hiatus to call and say hello to everyone. Go Doma. I want to say... today was a cool day. Started out with getting a gift card for Starbucks from Timmy Sims for a ride home, a pick-me-up or whatever, and couldn't be more thoughtful. Did not, though tempted, did not eat any ice cream at any McDonald's in Vegas. Don't feel like I brought home the crud. What else? Did not come home rich. Did not, probably poor now. What was I going to say? All right, well, I can't remember, so.
What was I going to say?
Oh, so I sent a package to Budapest, Hungary, and I swear, like, you, anyway, I'm tongue-tied now, and, all right, well, okay, well, I think all the shows from the weekend are loading. I have 18 right now loading, so I'm looking forward to listening to all the shows from Saturday and Sunday. So, goodbye.
She sounds as batshit crazy in northern Mexico as she do. As she do. Poor regret. Oh, gosh. Miss Bacon, thank you for calling. I'm not quite sure what you were calling to tell me. But, y'all, let me just say this. As long as that phone call was, I cut out about half of it in just these dead pauses of silence. If it sounded a little choppy, oh, y'all, that is my bruffcus. I had the Mariner Special, and y'all, it was the scrambled eggs and the hash brown potatoes. I only ate a few of those, and the ham and the bacon and the sausage, and some thick slice Texas toast slice thickness wheat bread. Yes, McCready. And of course, the call free. Yes. So, anyway, Miss Bacon, regardless of why you were calling, thank you so much for doing it. And please don't wait till November to call back. No, Big Fatty, we need our dose of BSC every now and then. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, since I've been up here, I've missed some of the notifications on the Twitty that Spartan Crazy's had something to do. So y'all, I just went over there, and y'all, there's some new entries over there. The last one we had was from that Peter G, and he, you know, that's when we had National Martini Day. But y'all, that Peter G came back with another one that says Merc Party is endorsing Vapor Rub for horror activities. I think that would burn, wouldn't it? And, it's kind of vulgar, just vulgar. And y'all, then, that, Mr. Mike, Mike Perry up there in the Squamish, B.C., up here in northern Mexico. He spotted Big Fatty going out and doing some fishing. And, y'all, that is, talk about horrifying. And then Peter G. once again spotted Big Fatty about the Halifax explosion no sooner than does the fat one arrive in Nova Scotia when there's a mysterious gas explosion. Oh, the humanity, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm on the Twitty, and, you know, Ant out there in the Bay Area, so nice I named it twice. You know, every day, without fail, Ant posts something on the Twitty. It says, oh, I'm listening to Brent Party Online, and sometimes he has a little witty comment after that based on the title or something he's heard in the episode. But y'all, and I don't remember what day it was, but it's like, oh, I've just finished listening to Big Freddy. Oh, and by the way, I'm getting married tonight. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. So Ant and his husband of, I'm not exactly sure how many years, the number 17 is coming to mind. I don't know if that's true or not. But Ant and his husband, with the reversal of that Prop 8 challenge and the changes with the DOMA that Miss Bacon referenced in her call, yo, they got married out there in the Bay Area. Yes, Big Freddy, I hope there was cake. Now, y'all, I got to tell you about one last thing about getting up here to Halifax. Big Fatty, I've told you about the valise that I gate checked there with the dock worker and everything. But y'all, then my bag, you know, we got up to the Philadelphia and we were watching them load the bags, and one of my valises got on, and the one that I gate checked, I never saw it get on the plane. And I'm like, oh, dick, I see. So, you know, went through customs and all, and sure enough, it hadn't arrived. I filled out all my paperwork, and they finally delivered that valise to the hotel up here, then the hotel brought it up to Big Fatty's room while I was out and about that day. Y'all, I got up here to the room. The TSA, now even though this bag had already been inspected and through the X-ray machine in Charleston, the TSA decided they were going to open it up again. And y'all, when I handed it to the guy there at the jetway in Charleston, I locked it up. I didn't want people going in there because I couldn't take all my valuable stuff out of there because I only had two hands. Big Freddy. And so, y'all, the TSA opened it up, and they've broken the locks on the carry-on valise that Miss Kitty got me for my Crema present 1 year. Right now it's a box. It's just a cardboard box as far as I'm concerned. Oh, dear, I see, because, you know, the locks are broken on it, so there's no way to secure it or anything like that. And I can't keep the top closed or anything, so I'm going to have to find me either some duct tape or a bungee cord or something like that to be able to even use it, or I may just use it to get back to Charleston and then, you know, put it in the dumpster because, y'all, quite frankly, it's absolutely useless right now. To me. So that was a downer. That was a downer on the trip so far. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Calvin from the Howdy Do Pancakes. And Calvin is, y'all, he is a wise, wise man. Calvin, any final remarks to share about Big Fatty?
Very sly and surreptitious.
Oh, I'll be sly and surreptitious with you, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.